Insurer QBE has reported its first half results, and these numbers need to be seen through the lens of the profit warning that was issued at the end of June. So to that end, these numbers are pretty much in line with the market's expectations. The reaction by the market is actually quite surprising given these figures. The shares are down by about 8%, bringing the loss year to date to about 10%. So when you look at these figures, cash earnings and net profit after tax, both of those measures were up by about 30%. As far as the premium growth was concerned, that was in line with estimates as well. Gross written premium up by about 3% and net earned premium up by about 6%. It's important to note that QBE does most of their business outside of Australia. Their biggest market is the United States. And to that end, that business performed quite well. The Australian or Australasian business performed quite well also. There were more challenging conditions in terms of premium growth where the European market was concerned, but the most difficult aspect of their organisation is the emerging market business. So probably the most important thing to come out of the last little while is that they are going to split the emerging market business into two separate entities, being Asia and Latin America, and that's quite important. It's going to allow the organisation to focus in a more granular level on those particular markets, because insurance is very much a sort of business that needs a lot of local knowledge. So as far as looking ahead, they are expecting only modest premium growth as far as the second half of the year. They expect the combined operating ratio to be in the range of around 94.5% to 96%, investment returns to be at around 3%. So again, nothing in there that should be surprising the market, but what is quite surprising is given this, the decline in the shares after the result. As I said, they're down by about 7%.